G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good, oh, Triple M. Hey, good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast this morning. I would love to know what you are up to today, especially if you're up nice and early facing the day. We're going to give you the chance at cold hard cash. Triple M's secret song is back. It is valued at over $1,300 and it could well be yours. There is still a lot of talk coming out of Christchurch. Charges, Brenton Tarrant could face court on murder instead of terrorism charges. And across the morning this morning, we will talk about that. There's a whole lot going on in the Limestone Coast that Wade is following up this morning. We'll tell you more about that soon.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Wade was talking all about it this morning, but one of the things that has taken place this week, the Water Range Council have taken the measure to install CCTV surveillance cameras at the Millicent Swimming Lake. Now, Council's Chief Executive Officer Ben Gower explained that the decision to install the security cameras at the lake has been made following repeated vandalism and antisocial behaviour in the area over a number of years. And it does my head in to think that that we talk about vandalism at not only the Millicent Swimming Lake, but the Narracourt Swimming Lake during the course of the years. It defies belief that there are people around that that do these things that cost us money in the community. Now, Ben goes on to say that it's caused a great deal of inconvenience and a significant cost to the community. And he goes on to say that the swimming lake is a wonderful asset for the community, and council regularly receives positive feedback from locals and visitors who appreciate the facility and its well-kept surrounds, of course, celebrating its 50th anniversary in the lead-up to the end of last year. Now, on 963 Triple M, Wade will tell us more across the morning this morning. It's 10 past six. And what do you reckon? Starting the day, let's have a crack at the secret song. See if I can make you a winner this morning. There is $1,360 that could well be yours. If you reckon you know what song our secret song could be. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, and you can play the game simply by giving me a call.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M. I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
On 963 Triple M, it is all thanks to the team at Harvey Norman Furniture. Triple M secret song, it is valued at $1,360 today. That is what is on the line. If you reckon you know the song that this clue leads to, that is our clue, Limestone Coasters. It's only a short clue, but it does lead to a song. If you can work out what it is, it leads to cold, hard cash. Here it is again. That is our clue. Luke is on the line. Luke, g'day.
How you going?
I'm good. What's going on, Luke?
Oh, not a lot. Just getting ready for work.
Right, where's work?
The council.
What do you do for the council?
Just drive a grader.
Which council?
District Council of Grant.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Now, Luke, in that grader, do you get to listen to the clue for the secret song?
I do.
Have you been thinking about what it could be?
Yeah, I have.
What do you reckon it could be, Luke?
Help is on its way by the Little River Band.
Now, are you a confident bloke, Luke, or is this just a guess?
Just a guess.
Fair enough. Hey, Luke. Great guess. Not the right guess.
Too easy.
Have a good day, right?
You too. Cheers.
See you, mate, on 963 Triple M. We're going to play the game again, give you the chance at cold hard cash. It is Triple M's secret song, and it is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. Back in a moment, because Wade's going to tell me all about what is going on with local news this morning. Lots of policing news today we're going to find out about in just a moment on Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good, oh, Triple M.
Big shout out to the team of the commercial as well. They do a great lunch. Now on 963 Triple M, it's 19 after 6. Later on this morning, I'm going to talk all about an author visit that is taking place tonight in the Limestone Coast. Wade was giving you a little bit of detail about it yesterday. He's got a whole lot of stories going on from our backyard this morning. It's time to catch up with him.
Morning, you. And in the local news today, a 68-year-old Millicent man's had his car impounded, busted drink driving nearly four times the legal blood alcohol limit on Saturday. A 25-year-old Kingston Southeast man is set to front court in the near future after police seized 10 cannabis plants from his home. A UHF emergency repeater has been installed at Glencoe, providing boosted community safety in mobile black spot areas. and CCTV cameras have now been installed at the Millicent Swimming Lake. More details on the half hour.
Now on 963 Triple M, Wade will be back with all those details in a moment. If you'd like to know more about what's going on locally in the Limestone Coast, I put up some posts yesterday afternoon. Narracourt are going to be celebrating Harmony Day this week, and there is some really, really, really cool stuff going on for Harmony Day. I've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. And in the lead up to the start of Fringe, we have some fantastic exhibitions taking place at the Main Corner Riddock Art Gallery, and they're going to kick off on Friday night. We've got all the details online about those as well. And don't forget, of course, the street party Friday night. We've got a whole host of events taking place in the Cave Gardens on Saturday for the Fringe. It is going to be an absolutely huge weekend.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join us soon. One of the stories that's being talked about this morning, hot on the heels of what was a terrible weekend in New Zealand with the massacre in Christchurch. There has been an arrest after a suspect shooting from Dutch police on a tram. Three people were killed and five were injured, according to reports. And the national news team will keep us up to date with that story and a whole lot of others that are going on this morning, not only around Australia, but across the globe, as we say. Now on 963 Triple M, Wade's also going to drop by with all the local news that you need to know about. And it's been a busy weekend for police. And that's something that I'm going to talk about later on this morning, because Sergeant Andy Stott's going to join me for a chat, and we'll talk about some of the things that are going on in the world of SAPOL this morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
This is the word indeed. Now, Hannah Rose Hamer is going to be talking all about the attack that I talked about a moment ago. There was an attack that has taken place overseas. Dutch police have arrested a suspect in regards to a shooting on a tram. We're going to find out all the details in a moment. When it comes to Australia, closer to home, our politicians are talking about changing immigration policy. Hannah Rose Hamer will be talking about that. And as I said, it's been a busy weekend for our local police in the Limestone Coast. And Wade will keep us up to date with what has been happening across the region. It's all coming up in a moment on Triple M.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, I just want to make a shout out to Chris Oldfield. Now Chris writes the Bird in the Bush article in the paper, and today's article is an eye-opener, and if you've got the opportunity to check it out, make sure you do so. She goes on to say in today's article, in recent weeks there have been 81 applications for the Robe District Council's Chief Executive Officer position at the town's Royal Circus, no pun intended. Now the Chief Executive's annual salary package will climb close to $200,000. Now, that is not the eye-watering thing that I was going to talk about. She goes on to talk about the amount of money that's paid for executive pay, not only across the Limestone Coast, but towards our state MPs and our Premier, Stephen Marshall, as well. Now, Grant Council, at least back in 2016, the price for the CEO was about $190,000. In Mount Gambier's case, Mark McShane, who was literally just left being the CEO, was being paid around $244,000. Now, the state MP's base salary is $195,000. It's $390,000 for a paycheck for Stephen Marshall. And federal MPs are on a salary that starts at about $207,000, about $40,000 less than the chief executive package for the city of Mount Gambier. Now, they are eye-watering sums. I do not in the slightest say that these people do not have exceptional high-stress positions that that they need to run a council. But it is an excessive amount of money. And when you think that there are seven councils in the Limestone Coast area, it is just incredible that we don't see more amalgamation. There, I've said it. Amalgamation. We should look at something like that. On 963 Triple M, imagine the money you could save just in CEO wages alone. Anyway, on 963 Triple M, take a look at Chris Oldfield's article in the paper. It is well worth a read this morning.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is Brian Adams for you this morning. Run to you. It is 18 away from 7. Now, in the pages of the paper today, the Southeastern Times, Elected members are going to seek more information on the proposed Millicent Civic and Arts Centre redevelopment after updated estimates came out at almost four times the budgeting costs. It's something that council and staff will be talking about during the course of the next couple of weeks, and you can read all about it on the pages of the South Eastern Times today.
Ewan Grant for
breakfast. The Love Circus 963 Triple M, Penny Lane, the Fab Four. What a fantastic song. Now, it is 10 to 7. One of the things that Hannah Rosehamer and the team are talking about this morning, it's reported that Scott Morrison wants to put an annual cap on permanent migration to 160,000, but doesn't want the conversation to be hijacked by suggestions of racism. And that is also one of the stories that's being talked about today, because the New South Wales election is about to get underway this weekend, and New South Wales Labor leader is under fire for saying that Asians are taking the jobs of young Australians. It's one of the big stories of this morning. When it comes to the Limestone Coast, there's some really cool stuff going on. Wade is going to join us in about 10 minutes' time, keeping us up to date with all the things that are making news. And there's some big stories in the world of SAPOL this morning to talk about. But one of the stories he talked about yesterday was about an author visit, and it's all going to take place tonight. Christy from the library joined me recently for a chat about what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So popular Australian author Fiona Lowe, she's been with us once before, and she has included Mount Gambier on her must date tour for her latest release of Home Fires. Now, this book is based on a little town called Myrtle, and it's about a lethal bushfire that tears through the town, so not only destroying the buildings and homes, but the lives of the residents. And unfortunately, I think this resonates with a lot of people, and especially now, Home Fires has been declared a deeply powerful and relatable Australian story. It's hit the charts, it's just been released, and it's in the top 10 reads. It's doing wonders everywhere, so I can't wait to hear a little bit more about this. So she'll be with us on Tuesday the 19th of March at 7 p.m. It is a free event, but we are asking people to give us a call if they can make it, so 8721 2540.
And it will be fantastic to have her back in the region. Obviously, the last visit was very, very popular.
Absolutely. So we've already got people booking in. They heard it on the grapevine that she's returning with us. So can't wait to hear a little bit more about that one.
Contact the library if you'd like to go along, but it's a great reason to get out in the Limestone Coast tonight.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, as the world comes to terms with what has taken place in Christchurch. One of the guiding lights of New Zealand at the moment has to be their Prime Minister, Jacinta Ardern. Now, she penned a touching note dedicated to those killed in the Christchurch mosque shootings. The New Zealand Prime Minister was the first signatory of a national condolence book opened in Wellington yesterday. And the simple note read, "On behalf of all New Zealanders, we grieve together. We are one. They are us." Now, it was a very touching note, and at every turn, Jacinta Ardern has proven to be the very embodiment of a Prime Minister, with the way that she has dealt with the national grief and a national tragedy such as the Christchurch shooting. Now, we're going to keep you up to date with other news this morning. Hannah Rosehamer is going to be back in a moment. One of the things she's talking about this morning is the fact that there are some new drugs on the PBS. We're going to find out the details on that in a moment. Wade's going to join us and talk all about what is going on in the Limestone Coast. And there's been a lot of news from SAPOL over the course of the last day or so. A 35-year-old Millicent man has been arrested over a robbery on Wednesday last week. A 68-year-old Millicent man has had his car impounded after he was busted drink driving on Saturday. And a 25-year-old Kingston South East man is fronting the Millicent Magistrates Court in the near future. We'll find out the details of why in a moment.
Feels good. Waking up has never felt so good. Ewan Grant for breakfast.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Australia's Space Agency is going to be set up in Adelaide, and I'm going to talk about it later on this morning. One of the things that has taken place in the last 24 hours is another $12 million boost to that space agency, which will see a number of things happening. Not only will we be able to host space missions with a mission control centre, but we'll be able to do more than just monitor satellites in orbit. On 963 Triple M, one of the other things to be talked about this morning is what is going on in SAPOL News at the moment. Wade has been talking about some of the big stories that have come out of the weekend, and Andy Stott's going to join me with a little bit more detail about those and some more stuff going on right the way across the Limestone Coast Service area.
Ewan Grant. Breakfast. Triple
M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I get to chat to Sergeant Andy Stott. He's on the line this morning. Andy, g'day.
Good morning to you, Ewan, and good morning to your listeners.
Andy, I know the intro to our segment was pretty upbeat and happy, but what the hell's going on? There's been some assault on police.
Yeah, over the last weekend, there have been two incidents of assaults, well, two assaults on police in Narracourt, a 23-year-old female and a 26-year-old male from near Narracourt were arrested as a result of that. The female was bailed to appear at a later date, and the male is currently still in custody, was in custody and went to court yesterday. That incident occurred in Narracourt, and the police, whilst they were injured and whatever, didn't require medical treatment, which is very lucky, but it could have been worse. And secondly, an incident in Mount Gambier over the weekend where a 24-year-old Mount Gambier male was arrested for assaulting police, and he was bailed to appear in court at a later date as well.
Is this something that happens on a regular basis, Andy, or is this out of the blue, so to speak?
Unfortunately, we face this quite often. It's obviously, well, it's not part of our role to be assaulted, but unfortunately, we deal with people sometimes that that have a bit of a bugbear or are in a heightened state of behaviour, and we've noted that there are police officers, but particularly emergency service workers, are suffering at the hands of people in a more violent way, and it's it affects our members and affects the way we do our job, but we still do our job.
Mm. Andy, one of the things that took place over the weekend, there was a drug arrest and a pretty good one.
Yeah, some great work in catching someone trafficking in both ice and cannabis in Mount Gambier, and a 33-year-old Mount Gambier female will attend court at a later date after she was arrested and bailed over the weekend.
Andy, one of the other things that has happened, there's been some drink drivers that have been nabbed over the weekend.
Yeah, it just doesn't go away, this problem. 54-year-old male from out of border town was finally charged with drink driving after a collision on the 20th of February, and his result was 0.132, so he's off to court. And a 68-year-old Kingston male was apprehended over the weekend for 0.190, which is a very high result, and obviously would impair the person's driving, and they'd be unable to effectively control the vehicle. And we've also had some success in the drug arena for catching four drug drivers over the weekend, three in Mount Gambier and one in Narracourt, all testing positive to methamphetamine.
Now, Andy, one thing that we need to talk about, we've said goodbye to summer, but NOBAD, the operation, presumably is still running at the moment?
Yeah, the fire danger season continues, and as such, we still need to maintain our commitment to just being safe and not doing silly things that are going to cause fires, and being... I guess you need to know that if you're going to do something that does cause a fire, then you are going to suffer the consequences, and will probably receive a fine or attend court as a result. SAPOL are very strict in relation to the treatment of people who cause fires, either deliberately or accidentally. And to everyone else, we just say, look, just be aware of what's going on. If you see someone acting suspiciously, particularly in the forests, and we've got some hot days this week, so you just never know what's going on. Please make sure you contact the police on 131 444, or if it's an emergency, 000, if you see something that's a bit sus and needs attention.
Andy, thanks for chatting to us this morning. We'll catch up next week. If not before, we'll talk soon.
My pleasure, Ewan.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Wade's going to join me in a moment with some local news. But I've got to ask you a question this morning. What do a farmer, a couple of primary school teachers, a state title winning shooter, a cellar door manager, a high school teacher, an ARIA award winner, and a midwife all have in common? The answer is the group are going to kick up their heels in a bid to be crowned the number one star for the People's Choice winner, the 2019 Swinging with the Stars. Yes, it has been announced who the Swinging with the Stars participants are going to be for 2019. And later on this morning, I'll give you the details on who they are. And I'll see if I can catch up with Georgie McKay to talk all about what is going on for the Swinging with the Stars event this year out of the Barn Palais. It'll be a fantastic event, as it has always been. Now, to find out what is making news in the Limestone Coast, it's time to catch up with Wade.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, a 68-year-old Millicent Mann has lost his driver's license for a year, blowing close to four times the legal blood alcohol limit on Saturday night in Kingston. Volunteers responding to emergency UHF broadcasts in the Limestone Coast are celebrating the recent installation of a repeater in the Glencoe area. Wattle Range Council's been forced to install CCTV surveillance cameras at the Millicent Swimming Lake. And a Mount Gambier High School student takes out World Championship medals at an ITF Taekwondo meet in Melbourne.
Now on 963 Triple M, Wade and Hannah are going to join us in the next 10 or so on Triple M. I'm going to talk all about SA Space Agency soon. And on 963 Triple M, listen out later on this morning because we're going to find out about White Lion and a fundraising event that's coming up in April in the Limestone Coast. You're going to want to be part of it if you can.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. In December, Australia's Space Agency was announced to be Adelaide. It's going to be located in Adelaide, apparently, because it reinforces South Australia's longstanding contributions to the nation's space journey. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said at the time that South Australia was a key hub for innovation and technology industries, making it the ideal home for the new agency. Now, overnight, there's been $12 million poured into the Space Agency for South Australia to get it off the ground, to bring it to fruition. And the boys from the Chasers, I don't know whether you're listening to the night shift at the moment, but Dom from the Chasers is currently filling in for Luke. And the Chasers were talking all about the Aussie Space Rocket and, of course, SA Space Agency.
Australia, your space program is now open.
The new Aussie Space Rocket is specially designed for Australian space conditions. It's the first interstellar craft that doubles as a ute, featuring extra-large mud flaps for the muddy outback of Australian space.
Ooh.
An all-kangaroo leather interior, including personalised fluffy dice to hang on the rear vision mirrors. Plus, high-tech digital radio, where every channel plays Chisel and only Chisel. Holden V8 jet engine gets 80,000 light years to the gallon.
Oh, it even takes E10.
The Aussie Space Rocket, because it would be weird to use a foreign rocket.
Oh, 963 Triple M, it sounds like a great rocket to me as well.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Now, 963 Triple M, one of the fantastic fundraisers that's coming up in April. It's all about White Lion and the bailout, and it's going to take place here in the Limestone Coast. To talk all about it, I've got SA Strategy and Development Manager Kerry Sellen on the line. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, Kerry, tell me all about White Lion, first of all, and about the bailout.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, bailout for us, Ewan, is it's our major sort of event each year we do to raise funds, but also to really create that opportunity to build awareness in the community around what are some of the needs and issues and barriers that young people that we're working with are facing on a daily basis. And I guess the bailout creates that opportunity for community members to come in and immerse themselves in an experience of what it's like to spend a night in jail and what that must feel like for the young people that we work with.
So the funds raised from the bailout, tell me all about where they go and what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as a not-for-profit, all of the money that we raise as an organisation goes directly back into to services that on the coalface, working with young people and families in our community. And particularly with the Mount Gambier bailout this year, all the money that we raise will be directly going to support the local activity that our staff that are based in Mount Gambier and the Limestone Coast are doing to work with those young people and families. So there's lots of conversations at the moment, Ewan, about whether that's going to be a car or a couple of cars or maybe even a minibus.
And what sort of services are provided to youth in the Limestone Coast by White Lion?
Yeah, absolutely. We partner with a range of schools and agencies down the Limestone Coast and in Mount Gambier, the Independent Learning Centre, for example, where we provide a range of case management services and really try and provide that individualised wraparound service to young people and their families to meet whatever needs and barriers they're facing.
Kerry, how can people be part of the bailout this time round?
Well, Ewan, we're really lucky. We've got some great people signed up so far. We've got the Mayor and Lynette Martin, and as well as the Deputy Mayor and a few others. But our staff are diligently working with the community to get more people signed up. So if people want to get immersed in the experience, they can sign up and become an inmate and raise funds and help support the activities of White Lion. And they come in on that night and they go through the whole experience where we fingerprint them and they get to immerse themselves in that experience. Or they can also support our staff by getting on to our White Lion bailout website and supporting and fundraising and donating either money or other things to the event on the night.
Kerry, fantastic to talk to you. We'll talk more over the coming weeks in the lead up to the bailout, but it looks like it's going to be a whole heap of fun. For anybody who'd like more details, www.bailout.org.au. That's how you can register. It's also how you can throw your support behind those that are being locked up for the White Lion bailout. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, Ewan. And if you're not doing anything on that night yourself, mate, you're welcome to get locked up. There's plenty of room in the old Mount Gambier jail who are being fantastic supporters of ours. So, Welcome along.
It's all going to take place on the 12th of April this year.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. Footy is about to get underway AFL-wise, and we've got all the action for you from Thursday night right here on your local 963 Triple M. And when it comes to footy season, we also have footy tipping that is going to be taking place each and every week. You get the chance to go head-to-head with Pity from Arena Sports Store, and we will give you the chance to win right here on your local Triple M. The $25 voucher could be yours if you can out-tip Pity each and every week. And each and every week that it doesn't happen, well, it jackpots. So there is lots of chances right the way through the season for you to win right here on 963 Triple M. And Thursday morning will be your first chance to go head-to-head with Pity from Arena.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Wake up feeling good.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. Paul Triple M.
Now, on your local, there are a whole heap of events going on this weekend in the Limestone Coast. One of the biggies has got to be Fringe. Of course, it all gets underway on Friday evening. Tonight, though, there's an event that's taking place. My little show is celebrating their AGM. It's all going to take place from 7 p.m. tonight if you'd like to go along and be part of it. And if you would like to be part of the Malil show, they always like to see some new faces if you'd like to go along. Now on 963 Triple M, going to talk Blues Fest very soon. If you haven't got yourself involved in Blues Fest as yet, we're giving you and three of your mates the chance to go to Blues Fest. It's going to be absolutely epic. I'm also going to talk about 141 and a competition that they're running at the moment. Also going to catch up and talk about a Nangwari fundraiser, which is going to take place up at the Blue Lake Golf Links. It's all coming up in the next 60 on 963 Triple M.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is Ewan with you this morning, and it's great to have your company. It's 10 past 8. Linda joins me on the line from 141 to have a chat. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I'm good. Linda, you and I chatted a couple of weeks ago about a fantastic competition that 141 is running at the moment. What's going on?
Yeah, we did chat then. Our competition is we've asked local students to submit a one-minute video about why forests are so important to them. And this is in the lead up to International Day of the Forest, which is this Thursday. Yeah.
And Linda, you guys have had a pretty good response so far from the competition.
Yeah, so far we've had almost 20 entries and we're hoping for more this week. It's not too late. So we've got some very talented and clever students out there. So keep it coming.
What are some of the entries like and the focus of those entries?
Well, because the competition is still open, we can't go into too much detail about that. But what we can say is students are really highlighting how important forests are to them. And for so many reasons, not just themselves, but for the community and their families, jobs, environment, mental health and well-being. And, yeah, we're learning a fair bit in the process too.
Hey, Linda, there's some pretty cool prizes that are up for grabs for kids who want to get involved.
Definitely. I understand that MacBook Pros are very popular and parents might like to avoid having to purchase that themselves. So, yeah, a MacBook Pro, iPads and smartwatches are options, one for the student who wins and one for their school.
Now, Linda, it's not too late to enter the draw, so how can people get involved with these videos?
Definitely not too late. Our entry process is two steps. So we need you to complete your online submission to the website and then upload your video via WeTransfer. Now, our communications manager has been in touch with a couple of entrants who've done one part and not the other. So please aim to get the two parts done, and any problems, call us on 8724 2700.
Linda, great to chat this morning. I hope it goes really, really well. Good luck for Thursday as well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Great. Could I add, Ewan, that we're hoping to be in touch with the winner next week.
So nice.
our in-house judging panel will get together on this and be in touch then. So,
Linda, great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks, Ewan.
On Triple M. On Triple M. All roads lead to Byron Bay for the 30th anniversary of Blues Fest.
Now on 963 Triple M, seeing your favourite artist live is always an incredibly amazing experience. But how does VIP passes to Blues Fest sound? I got Paul on the line. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, you'd like to go to Blues Fest.
Oh, wouldn't it be wicked?
Have you checked out the lineup? It is just amazing the acts that are going to be there.
Yeah, the likes of Jack Jones and the big fella, what's his name? I forget now, Kelly.
Yeah, Paul Kelly. You're Paul a fan?
Kelly, I reckon he'd be awesome.
Have you been lucky enough to see Paul Kelly live in concert before, Paul?
No, I haven't, no.
Mate, I tell you what, we are going to give you the opportunity. The question is, if you're lucky enough to win, you and three of your mates, who else are you going to choose?
Well, I reckon I might take my wife with me. She'd have to come, and then I've got a couple of people lined up, so
I reckon if you didn't take the wife, though, there'd be a bit of a blue in the house, wouldn't there?
Well, I reckon I'd have to stay at Byron Bay if I didn't take her.
Hey, Paul, you're in with a chance to win. You and three of your friends could be going. VIP access on us. Blues Fest, the 30th anniversary, it is going to be huge. Good luck, all right?
Oh, cheers, buddy. Thank you.
963 Triple M. It is 18 after 8. And if you would like to be there, the 30 years of Blues Fest at Byron Bay. Be part of history. Join the celebrations. Jump online, triplem.com.au. Become a club member. And you never know, just like Paul, you are in with a chance and you could be a winner on us.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Let's turn the feel-good back on.
Feels good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Now on your local 963 Triple M, very soon Wade is going to join us, but one of the heartbreaking stories coming out of Christchurch this morning, a team of 90 specialists is desperately trying to identify the 50 bodies of those that have been killed in the Christchurch massacre as families wait to bury their loved ones. Now on 963 Triple M, Hannah Rosehamer and the team are going to join us in the next 10 or so. But right now, time to catch up with Wade, find out what's making news across the Limestone Coast.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, Wattle Range Council's been forced to install CCTV surveillance cameras at the Millicent Swimming Lake to deter repeated vandalism. The installation of a UHF emergency repeater at Glencoe is providing an alternative outlet for people in emergency situations. A 68-year-old Millicent Manns had his driver's licence ripped up after he blew close to four times the legal blood alcohol limit. And a personal best for South East competitor Amakai Borden at the Special Olympics World Summer Games in Abu Dhabi.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There's lots of things going on in the world of news today. A man has been arrested after a Dutch tram shooting, killing three, injuring five. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says security agencies are watching for rising threats of white supremacists. And in Christchurch, social sites are struggling to contain the attack video that was put out by the alleged gunman. A man has been banned from the internet following the alleged Christchurch comments. And Donald Trump is claiming that the world is trying to blame him for New Zealand's mass shooting. These are some of the stories that are making news this morning. Hannah Rose Hamer will tell us more in a moment, and Wade will drop by for a chat as well.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now, there's a story that's come about from Blewett Springs just out of Adelaide, and it seems that a koala decided yesterday was the day to find some air conditioning when he crawled into a bloke's car on a vineyard. Only in Australia could something like that happen, but there is some pretty cool footage going around on social media this morning about it. Looks very cute, but I'm not sure what the koala thought about all the fuss.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
On 963 Triple M, $1,360 could well be yours today if you know what song our clue belongs to. Here is our clue for the secret song. That is it, Limestone Coasters. That's our clue. One more time. That is it. Now, all the incorrect guesses so far for Triple M's secret song are online at triplem.com.au. It's time to find out if I can find a winner this morning. Elaine, good morning.
Morning, Ewan.
What's going on, Elaine?
Just carting some logs today.
Fair enough. Is it a nice day on the road or what?
A bit foggy. It'd be nice when that's gone.
I understand totally. Now, Elaine, obviously being in the log truck, you're listening to the clue each and every morning. Have you discounted a few of the songs that you've thought about so far?
And I've been thinking of this one while my partner has for a while, so it's been a matter of getting through.
Okay, fair enough. Is your partner going to be upset that you've stolen their thunder?
He will if I spend it, if we win.
So the next question is, what would you spend the money on?
Oh, gee, unlimited. Who would know? Haven't even thought about it because you've given us that much of a snippet.
Yeah, I know, but it's cold hard cash on the line. That's why it's so short. Hey, Elaine, What do you reckon the secret song could be?
Let's go with Steve Earle and Copperhead Road.
Elaine, it has been lovely to talk to you this morning. I'm really sorry it's not the right song.
No worries.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye. 963 Triple M. Back tomorrow, we're going to play the game again, give you the chance to win Triple M's secret song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Now, tomorrow there was going to be a fundraiser for the Nangwari Footy Club. It was going to be taking place up at the Blue Lake Golf Links. Bill Burley joins us on the line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Yui. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. The fundraiser tomorrow night, it's been postponed.
Yeah, look, Sportsman's Night with the boys from the Bounce, the Fox Sports footy show, Jason Dunstall and Danny Frawley. Unfortunately, last week, one of Jason Dunstall's close friends passed away and he has to attend a funeral tomorrow. So, but luckily, we've been able to get them for the following week. So we'll be, instead of Wednesday the 20th, it'll be Wednesday evening the 27th. So, which is a great gesture by them. I know they're busy people. The AFL fires up this week and they'll be no doubt working pretty hard behind the scenes and on television and radio, but they've made themselves available for Wednesday the 27th, and tickets are still available. And luckily enough, hopefully, people that purchase tickets for this Wednesday are coming along the following week to raise some money for the Nangwari Football and Netball and Community, which we're really looking forward to.
Bill, how the ticket sales gone so far, and how can we get tickets?
Well, you can give us a call up here at the club. Yeah, they're going quite well. We can seat 150. We're licensed for 220. We just haven't got that many seats, Huey. So we'll try and squeeze them in. But look, it won't be too squeezy. But it should be enjoyable. Our real characters over the last few months, we've had a couple of real AFL, I suppose, legends. Dane Swan, ex-Collingwood player, and then Billy Brownless last week. Very infectious fellow, very funny man. And these two are noted for their they carry on and banter, and no doubt we'll make it quite a fun night.
And as you say, for everybody who's got tickets for the show already, it is going to be postponed, and the tickets are going to be valid for next week as well.
Well, look, they are, and yeah, I appreciate that. If people can't make it for work commitments, we're quite happy to refund their money. We don't want anyone to go away disgruntled, but if they can make the effort to stick with us and support the Nangwari Football Network and Community Club, yeah, that'd be just great because we've got a big golf day coming up on April the 12th. We've got some more celebrities coming over on Friday, April the 12th. We're asking for people to get behind that with some sponsorship and donations if they can, and that should be a great day as well, because we've got a ladies' marquee and a party hole. It should be just a great day. We just hope the old Huey upstairs looks after us with the weather, and we should have a lot of fun that day as well.
One hopes, mate, one hopes. I'll catch up with you before the golf day. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate, and good luck next Wednesday night.
Good on you, Huey. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Love Sea Coast 963 Triple M. I've got to send a shout out to Millicent North Primary School teacher Emma Lasarica. She is one of the people who is getting involved with the Swinging with the Stars event for 2019 for the Stanlake Stone Foundation. Ella Hood, Liz Rymel, Scott Maxwell, our very own ARIA music teacher here in the Limestone Coast, Rob Francis, Kate Perry, Andrew Rue Orton. These are the people who are going to get involved in the Swinging with the Stars event for 2019, Bryce Smith as well. And it is going to be a fantastic event. If you've got the opportunity to go out to the barn this year and be part of it each and every year, is just massive, a huge spectacle. And the dancers do incredible things after putting in so much work behind the scenes. I'm going to talk all about Swinging with the Stars tomorrow. Georgie McKay is going to join me from the Stanlake Stone Foundation. We're going to have a chat about the success of the Stanlake Stone Foundation and, of course, Swinging with the Stars as well. So make sure you listen out tomorrow. There's a whole lot of other stuff that's going to be on the show as well. Marlo's going to be back talking sport, and I'm going to give you the chance at Cold Hard Cash. Triple M's secret song, all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, is back tomorrow, giving you the chance at $1,380. Imagine what you'd do if you won it. You can play the game tomorrow morning from 6 right here on 963 Triple M. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. I'll catch you tomorrow morning.